This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Basketball fans are basically in heaven right now between the final weekend of March Madness and the NBA playoffs right around the corner. They start April 13th. Fans of the three-point shot are especially loving life right now. There was a new three-point record in the NCAA tournament, and it broke the one that used to be held by NBA champ Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors here in Oakland. And he is a big reason why successful three-point shots in the NBA have increased for the last 7 years straight. And a couple years ago, brag time, I actually talked to Steph Curry and I asked him whether he thinks the three-pointer just has a better economic return.
I don't try to think about it too much on the court. Just do what I do. But I haven't done the advanced analytics on it. It does make sense.
Now, someone has done those advanced analytics. Dr. Rachel Marty Pike has used a combination of high-resolution video and artificial intelligence to determine how athletes can sink more three-pointers. Welcome to the program.
So great to be here.
How do you go about studying how to make more three-pointers?
Yeah, so we've looked at three-pointers in a new high-resolution way, where we can look at how the ball is actually going through the air so we can understand why players miss. So the group that I work, or the company I work with, is called NOAA Basketball, and they've put this sensor above the basket that's tracking who's taking the shot with facial recognition, where that shot's taken from, whether the shot makes it or misses, and then how the shot either makes or misses. And we can use that in order to train algorithms that better predict who would be a good shooter in the long run than we could simply with shooting percentage, which is a really cool advancement and gives tremendous power to general managers and coaches as they're selecting players for their roster.
Which is interesting because, you know, I'm sure that every Golden State Warriors fan would want to tell you that Steph Curry is a magical genius, right? Or Klay Thompson has a skill that can never be replicated. But what you're saying is it's like golf, right? It's something you can practice. You could really work toward this.
Oh, you can definitely practice. That doesn't mean it's easy, but there's a quantitative goal to get to, for sure.
Do you feel like managers and coaches will look at this research and say, we want to invest this time and money into getting players to be better at three-pointers because we get more points out of it?
Yeah, we've seen this tremendous shift over the last decade or two decades where players are going from shooting a lot of mid-range shots to shooting many more three-pointers and short twos, simply because we just have a higher return points per possession. And no NBA general manager or coach is going to give up those precious points. Everyone's trying to get that edge.
And then what does it mean for fans? On the one hand, people love high-scoring games, but on the other hand, you know, it's controversial that there are too many attempted and failed three-pointers and that that can ruin the game. What's your view on that and whether this trend, you know, will make fans more likely to tune in and thereby make money for those teams too?
I think there's an economic benefit for it. Shooting more three-pointers speeds up the game, which as we become more and more attention deficit culture, that is a benefit for the NBA. But also it opens up the lane. So we get more interesting one-on-one game with the open space in the middle of the key. And so I think all around for players and for fans, I think it's really a benefit to the game.
What made you want to study the three-pointer in this way? Is there like an appetite now for, you know, kids who are going into college and they're trying to become specialists?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's picking up on this trend and they want to be the best three-point shooter. As a collegiate player myself, I loved shooting the three. But I think what really brought about this research was the availability of the tech to measure shots in high resolution. And so we've seen this trend of moving to more and more three-pointers, but we've never really been able to understand what makes a good three-point shooter beyond just shooting percentage. And now we can understand why players miss, and we can predict how they will improve. And this merging of artificial intelligence and basketball is a really powerful thing and really promising for the future of the sport.
Dr. Rachel Marty Pike is a data scientist with the basketball analytics company NOAA Basketball and a former NCAA athlete. Thanks so much for coming on.
So great to be here. Thank you.